Hey family, hope you guys are having a good week thus far. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. If you didn't start your week off well, don't fret. Choose now to start to finish the week off strong. You know, we have to get to a place where we don't condemn ourselves, but correct ourselves. We have to get to a place where if you had a goal set for this week and you notice that you haven't even checked off the first one, don't get caught up in what you didn't do. Just get caught up in the fact that you became aware of it. So that's a good thing. Use that awareness to then apply something different so that you can at least execute from where you are now. I think in a world where we have so many other things to compare ourselves to, that we will beat ourselves up more than we will encourage ourselves. And so there are going to be times where you don't have anyone to encourage you. There are going to be times where you have more people to criticize you more than comfort you. But it's okay. That's where you reach within. And when I say within, if you are filled with Holy Spirit, you have all you need to get up, to endure, and keep going and achieve that thing that you are wanting to achieve. The things about chances is, I don't even like to call God's the opportunities that we have each day to get it right as a chance, which I guess it is, but with him it's his grace, right? It's his mercy. So that's why I'm saying I don't want to call it chance. That's the world term. And so we're going to allow God's grace and new mercy that he gives each day for us to have a refresh, to start new. That's what it's for. If he says every day his mercies are new, then you get up and walk in your new. Forget about what you didn't do yesterday. Okay, just know that what you didn't do yesterday caused you to feel the way you do today. And so today, I choose not to do. I choose to do. Hope that makes sense. But I'm out here walking around my complex. And I was convicted when I was in church. Because, you know, we choose to be lazy over productive, and then we want to find a reason. Then once we find that reason that justifies the laziness, oh, we sit in that thing. So reasons and excuses are actually paralyzing, which we probably already knew that, but let's get a reminder. Your excuses don't do anything but help you not do the next day. That's all they do. And so again, be aware of what you didn't do. Allow that to be the push you need to do it. But I saw this woman, beautiful woman, who was praising God, and I noticed that she sat down the whole time, and then when she finally did stand, you could tell she was weak. And so it convicted me, because where we have the ability to stand, to walk, to run, to lift our hands to for a long period of time, we have the ability, but we don't do it because we don't want to. Because we have that free will to choose, it messes up in way more areas than one. And so I was thinking today, like, here I am able to walk. My limbs are in good, well, you know, they could be better, but right now I have the ability to walk. And so I don't even take care of my body because I choose not to. I have that option. I have that free will to say, I don't feel like doing it. And I don't do it, not knowing in the long run it's going to affect me worse. But because right now I don't see the effects of me not doing, then I use that to keep on not doing. And I know it sounds like I'm just babbling, but I hope I'm making sense here and making a point. It's to thank God that you have the mobility and actually begin to use it, because you have the ability to do it. Don't allow what you don't want to do trump what you need to do. So it goes back to needs and wants, should and could, because we just take life for granted, y'all. That's the bottom line. That's the main point of this message. We take everything for granted. What I heard while I was walking is we use our convenience, and we're comfortable in our convenience. And when you think about convenience, it serves you and no one else. Your convenience doesn't serve God. Your convenience serves yourself, and that's why it's so easy for us to choose convenience and be comfortable in it. And then if you think about it too, you have more people who will hype up our convenience more so than correct us and say, no, man, you got to hop up out that, because that's not bringing you any good fruit. You're not being fruitful, because if you think about it, your convenient place is lazy. Your convenient place is complacency. Your convenience place is comfort, and it feels good to you. It satisfies you. That's why we don't like sacrifice. That's why we don't like to do anything that feels like it's not serving us, because we've become so prideful and we become our own little G gods. We are our own masters, and we obey what the flesh says. Even though the word tells us to deny the flesh, crucify the flesh, walk in the spirit. But oh no, we gonna deny the spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus Christ, which is God. And just to get that clear, because I know it's a lot of spirit guys. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the one and only living Holy Spirit. We deny him of what it is that we should be doing. And we say yes, master, to this flesh. And then when the results come where we are no longer able, we then want to call on God and please, Lord, heal me so I can do this. Well, I believe that goes too into the scripture where he says he wants us as a living sacrifice. He don't want us at a broke down place and then wanting to sacrifice our lives over to him. Nah, he wants you living well, able, right? Wants you living well and able to do the things that he needs you to do in this earth. Okay, he didn't create you to be convenient. He didn't create your life to be just satisfying and fulfilling to you. Absolutely not. But we love to say, well, what is my purpose? Well, if you're not willing to sacrifice, then don't seek your purpose, because you're going to learn that it's not your purpose. It's actually his purpose. And what comes with his purpose, is I can for sure tell you it's not in your plans. But we know that he tells us his plans, for he knows the plans he has for us. So get out of your way, get out of your plans, and allow Holy Spirit to lead you. That's why he's here with us now, so that he can lead us. Lead us away from what we want to do. Lead us away from the things that would destroy us. And then lead us to the things that give us a future and hope. The things that gives us peace. The things that fulfill us. Because when we chase this flesh, we continue to be drained. We continue to lose our way. We continue to operate in flesh versus faith. And then we want to cry about it. But no one wants to talk about that part. But I just wanted to get on here to encourage you to start today, because God has given us new mercies for today. Because he knew that, from what I take from that, it's like I have to give him new mercy, new space, you know, to go forth in what I have called them to do. Go forth in why I created them. Go forth, and they might make a mistake here, but, you know, they'll get back up. So you have the opportunity to not condemn yourself, not beat yourself up because you didn't hit off that checklist that you had this week. But you have the opportunity to say, okay, I didn't do this yesterday, but I'm deciding today to get up and do it because I am able. I am able. I am capable, because God has given me all I need to endure, you know, and that's why faith has to be activated. And I don't like to say faith activated, but you have to really be in faith, by faith, through faith, to do the things that God has equipped you to do. So it doesn't matter what you see in your natural sight. It all matters in what God said. So that's all. That's it. Mindset strategist here. If you guys are needing some one-on-one time, I do have a mentorship program that will be launching next month. I also have one-on-ones that I'm offering to get you some strategy for life. Call it a life strategist session. And sometimes we overthink things and find ourselves complacent in our convenience, and we need strategy on how to get up out of it. So that's what my life strategy sessions does. We come together and we go over what is destroying or paralyzing you. We destroy that belief and we get to go. So go to my website, www.kingdomanchor.com.
for your session.
I look forward to working with you and get you up out of that convenient spot. Talk soon, family.